check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need, all in one place. You can provide feedback, listen, support, share, enjoy these. We have our Patreon there. You can buy us a beer or a coffee. You can check out our Instagrams, our Twitters, our Facebooks. Check out our YouTube page. You can email us. You can listen to our podcasts on Patreon, if you're a subscriber, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Podbean. We have Google Podcasts on there. We have an Amazon wish list. You want to buy Kyle and I something? Fine. You can do that here. We appreciate it. We have Kyle's RPG podcast listed on there, so you can check out his Dork Day Afternoon offerings. We have Cowabunga links, so you can check out the Cowabunga deep discount FOC and pre-order list. Get on that. That's RLCS, so you can check that out as well. And we want to just give you opportunities to say hi, to check out what we're doing, support us if you would like, or just listen. Check out beacons.ai/comicsfunprofit for all the C4 FAP links you could ever need. Thanks. Back to the show.
Aloha. It's Jason from Hawaii. Welcome to a special edition of the Comics for Fun and Profit podcast. In this episode, I will be interviewing comic book writer Zach Kaplan and artist, colorist Fabiana Moscolo. They are here to promote their upcoming limited series from Vault Comics called Beyond Real. Now, the first issue comes out on December 13th. Listeners, I'm going to just tell you guys, just put this on your pull list already, you know, and because issue 2 will come out in January, just put it on your pull list so you don't miss an issue of this incredible series. Zach, Fabiana, welcome to the Comics for Fun and Profit podcast. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having us.
No, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just going to go over some of Zach and Fabiana's background work. Now, Zach has worked on Eclipse that came out from Image Comics and Top Cow. Zach, I read that. It's a wild story. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. It's great. Zach has also written Mindset and also Metal Society that came out this year. If I remember correctly, I think, did Mindset come out this year too?
Mindset and Metal Society both started last year, and then Mindset was collected in trade this year from Vault Comics. Metal Society was collected in trade just at the tail end of last year.
Oh, okay.
Topical, yeah.
Okay. And then Fabiana, Fabiana's background is she's an art teacher. She's an artist on Magic the Gathering and Firefly from Boom Studios. She has done work on Cyberpunk 2077, Blackout from Dark Horse. She has also done a limited series from Scout Comics called Yasmin, and she's the colorist on Nightclub for the imprint Miller Netflix. Zach and Fabiana, would you like to add anything that I have missed, or is there some past work that you guys want listeners to check out?
No.
I think you covered everything. Yeah. It sounded pretty good.
All right. Thank you. Now, I want to give a big shout out to Zach. Zach, thank you very much. Zach contacted the Comics for Fun and Profit podcast a few months ago, and he asked if he and Fabiana can come onto the show. And also, Zach, I want to say thank you very much for sending me advanced copies of the first 3 issues. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having us. Thanks for the interest in the series.
Thank you. Now, I got some of my information from the YouTube podcast Hops Geek News. Now, that was titled Creator Interview Zach Kaplan of Vault Comics. That just came out on November 7th. Now, if you guys
I just talked to Matt and Lauren like a week ago on that podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, if you guys get a chance, please check out that fun interview. It was a great interview.
Thank you.
And Matt and Lauren are hosts of the show. The cool thing I love about it is that they spotlight a craft beer of the week that they are drinking during the interview. Zach, yes. Actually, I'm going to ask you this question first. I'm going to ask Fabiana. Zach, if you knew you could drink a craft beer during that interview, what would have it been?
I don't. I have awful taste in beer. I like the worst kinds of beer. So I don't know. Craft beers are always like artisanal and like nicely crafted, and that's the opposite of what I like. So I like the palest, crappiest kind of beer that there is. Like, I like to feel like I'm drinking water. So I don't like thick, bitter beers. So I fail miserably at that question.
No
Fabiana, help me, rescue me. What do you drink, Fabiana?
I like stouts, which I don't think I'm gonna save you on that one.
No, good Lord.
Yeah. But there's a good beer here, which comes from, I think, a British company, which is called Brewdog, which is like a coffee, creamy, chocolatey stout beer.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, before we continue on,
this is why I bring in artists like Fabiana, because not just in art, she's got taste in beer too, so she can rescue me across the board.
And listeners, Comics for Fun and Profit, we are internationally known because Fabiana
it's Greenland? Iceland.
Okay, Iceland. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. And that beer that you mentioned, I have to try it out. Oh my God, that sounds so good. All right. Now, Zach and Fabiana, it's 8 o'clock in Hawaii time, 8 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I can't drink beer right now because that'll just be weird. But as I've always said, there's happy hour somewhere in the world. And Fabiana, right now in Iceland, it's 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
So it's happy hour, so I can just open a beer right now, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Fabiana and Zach, please promote your social platforms and your websites.
Oh, yeah, I'm on all that stuff. Anyone can find me. Oh, do you still have my audio?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My microphone is flashing at me. I'm on Twitter and X or whatever they call it, Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, all as Zach Caps. Okay. And then I have a website, Zach Kaplan, which is people can find stuff there too.
And then yeah. Fabiana?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram. My handle is BB Doodles, but if you type Fabiana Mascolo, it's going to come up. And then if people want to check my art station, that's my portfolio and goes under the same name.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Now, listeners, I want to talk about the story. First, I want to ask Zach and Fabiana about what Beyond Real is about. And then we're going to get into a little bit of the process of the working, because if I got this correctly, there are 7 artists, 2 colorists working on this limited series. And it sounds amazing. And
yeah,
we're going to, and it's okay if you guys start talking about it throughout the, you know, my questions and stuff. So I just want to start off, Zach, I'm just going to ask the basic question. What is the story about?
Yeah, Beyond Real is I guess it's a sci-fi adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically exploring the question of what if we're living inside a simulation, like a computer simulation. Mm-hmm. But instead of Matrix-y, it poses the question that we might be living in a far more artistic, creative, imaginative simulation. And it follows a young artist, June Ward, who's kind of a little bit lost in her life, trying to find her own voice. And but she is in love, and she and her significant other are tragically in a accident. Mm-hmm. And after the accident, he falls into a coma, and she has this strange, almost supernatural phenomena befall her, where she starts to almost engage with the simulation that is life and be able to not just interact and edit it, but actually travel through the layers of this simulation. And she goes on a very, very Wizard of Oz style quest to get to the center of the simulation and rescue her lover from his coma. But it's very much a story of self-discovery. It's a love story. It's a story about how we all are as creatives. And the series is, I guess, ultimately, I mean, a love letter to artists and the act of creation.
Bobby, I'm going to ask, would you like to add anything to that?
No, Zach said everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Fabian, I'm going to ask, because as I've mentioned that there's seven artists involved, and I know you and another artist have worked on the first issue.
Jordi Belair is the colorist with Fabiana.
Oh yeah. So Fabian, you're also a colorist on.
Fabian is a colorist. But given to schedulings and the way this series came together, we were able to have Fabiana do all of the inks and the interiors, and then Jordi Belair came on board to color. Not that I would not have more than welcomed Fabiana, who is also an amazing colorist, to do her own colors. It just worked out as far as schedules and the way the book came together
Sorry, I just wanted to add, I was over the moon when I knew that Jordi was going to color my pages, that I was so happy I didn't color myself.
You would have done great too. It would have been a win-win either way. But if we had to find someone else to do it, Jordi Belair is as great as they come, and she does an amazing job. And they're an amazing team. I mean, you're both super talented, but who would have thought that? I mean, not who would have thought, but it just the end product. Like, I want Fabiana and Jordi to just do so many books now, just because it's so gorgeous. Yeah. It's just a beautiful, so heartfelt.
It really is. Fabian, I'm going to ask, you know, did you have a hand in creating the characters? Like, how is June going to look like? How does Eli going to look like as well? Like, as their height, their clothing style, their manner. I'm going to say their mannerisms too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the hooks for me on this project, that I would be able to work on the character design, which is something that I really enjoy.
Yes.
And I even enjoyed more seeing the characters that Zach and I created being drawn by other artists. Yes. That is such a fantastic thing for a creative person to see, just how your visual language gets translated into other artists' languages,
yes,
so to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so amazing. I came up with some of the outfits, some character designs. I showed it to Zach and the team. They had some feedback, and we ended up with the June and Eli that, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the feedback was very small, though. I mean, I remember seeing the first sketches and being really excited about what was coming through. I mean, June was right away such a strong and vibrant young woman, and you know, such a unique style. Like, she feels like an artist. She kind of inhabits her own skin in a very artistic way. She is very loud with her expressions and the way she, you know, but then she has such tenderness at other times. So I think all of that came across in the designs. It was really a joy to see. And yeah, it's so cool to see then all these other artists take her and run with her. It's great.
I'm going to jump a little further. I'm going to go kind of sort of back and forth.
Sure.
Now, in the first issue, because please correct me if I'm wrong, because I think, is it Pete? Because I read through the PDF, but in pages 3 and 4, if I'm correct, and I'll set up the scene. June and Eli, you know, they were basically, they're on a date. They're lying on, I believe, her car. They're talking about the life and the program. What I love about this whole scene is that I can feel that these two characters are in love with each other. I really can feel that. And Zach and Fabiana, that was amazing. And Fabiana, and like I said, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I love it. I think when we go to page 3 and 4, it's kind of like one of those there's like different roles, and like the top role is you see a wide shot of the background. You know the first two rows kind of see pretty much, you know, their full figure. You can see the car, and then it slowly starts going down to, you can start seeing the you can see like kind of like they're in the mid ground. You can see from the waist up, and then the last two rows you could see them in the foreground really close up. And I also love it when I see Eli. You can slowly see Eli moving closer to June. And I love when you see June's expressions and her hand. That is such a beautiful moment. And correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, but it's almost like you gave that whole scene, you and Fabiana gave that whole scene, you let it breathe.
Yeah, that's true. Know? I mean, I remember from a writing standpoint, there's a lot of back and forth kind of exchange. It's got a very staccato kind of feel, and no one moment kind of overshadows another. And so I think Fabiana and I came up with that horizontal double page sort of style that I've seen in other books, especially books like from James Tynan. Mm-hmm. And it kind of creates this really kind of linear back and forth kind of feel to it. But the joy for me of writing a scene like that is that I get to hint at all of these emotions and complexities, and then I get to pass it off to Fabiana who has to bring it to life and does so amazingly. So so much heart in that scene, and a lot of that's Fabiana's artwork. And most of it.
Oh, thank you. It also, I think, most of the times, if the script is good, I can get some of the emotion from the script and then like drive it onto the page. And at the same time, there are some ideas that we might bounce back and forth, like the layout being a double spread with panels going across the two. I think it was originally Zach's idea. Mm-hmm. But then like using camera movements, like getting closer to the characters to create more intimacy, it was probably both his direction and something that came almost naturally. And finally, gesture. Being Italian, gesturing is like part of my culture. So expressing like emotions through body movements is something that I really enjoy doing, and hopefully it comes across.
I have to say that scene is very beautiful. It is. Last night I just had to look at that scene again and just read just that two-page spread, because it's just so beautiful. It's not just reading the word balloons, but you could see again, you know, Eli in the background. He starts, you can see, like, I mean, literally, you could feel that he's walking towards June. You see, June seems a little like she's a little unsure of herself. You know, hey, you know, do you really kind of like the do you really love me type, you know, or, you know, and he kind of comes up and says, yes, this is real. I feel this is real. And it's amazing. It's incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
I think when it comes to picking artists, I put a lot of time into the artist that I want to bring onto a project and what that artist is bringing. Mm-hmm. And especially with the first issue of this book. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a sci-fi adventure, but this first issue needed an artist that could bring so much heart and so much life to character. And I mm-hmm. remember I had seen a lot of your work, Fabiana, but I think it was maybe Yasmin that really blew me away. And I was just like, oh, wow, this book, this little book from Scout has so much freaking heart and character in it. And it's just incredible. And that was what made me so excited to bring Fabiana onto this. And mm-hmm. this series does not work if you don't fall in love with June in the beginning and understand her. And she's a complex character. She is not sure of which way she's going. She's impulsive, and she is, you know, lost at times, but she's still strong, and you need all of these shades to come in. And so, yeah, it really shines. And that's, I'm so excited that Fabiana came on board, and then the pages just speak for themselves. So yeah, it was a risk actually for me even to open a book, as being someone who writes all these sci-fi books. Mm-hmm. And like, usually I can be like, the first five pages are like a sci-fi city or something. Yes. And I like hook people that way. And so this is, the first five pages are two lovers on a car talking and being in love. And yeah, it's totally not going to wow you with the spectacle of a visual, but then the other spectacle is the spectacle of emotion, which is what Fabiana brings, which is, it's just amazing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just bragging and I'm bragging. Yeah. About you,
I'm soaking in.
Do you want to, Fabiana, do you want to add anything to that?
Thank you. No, I'm joking. Zach is too good. I swear, like, having a good writer, good scripts really makes difference, because mm-hmm. sometimes you would read a script and just be emotionless. I've been working, because I have a guest appearance at the end of the series on a few pages these days, and I swear they're so emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm lucky I'm not working with paper anymore, or I could have like messed up the inks.
Yeah, Fabiana does the first issue predominantly, save for there's a couple pages that Tony Fazzula does at the very end. Mm-hmm. And then Fabiana actually does one page every issue, because there's this kind of ongoing device of kind of re-engaging with June as an artist over the course of the story. And then at the very end of the whole series, we come back to June in this ordinary world, in a sort of epilogue of kind of how everything resolves, and Fabiana gets to join us again at the end. So as it should be.
Fabiana, I'm going to ask you, how did you and Zach meet?
I think it was via email. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
I think you sent me an email and we started a conversation, like presenting Beyond Real, and talking about the possibility of working together, what was on the plate, character design. So
You were busy, though. You were busy. I think we got lucky. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
You were busy, and it all just happened. It all like just pulled together. Thank God.
Was this at the end of COVID? I don't remember.
No, it was. No, it wasn't. I mean, yeah, at the end of COVID. Yeah, it was at the end of what is the end of COVID? I don't know.
When did
COVID?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
COVID has ended. COVID is I was 22. It was 22 that we started talking. This project was for listeners a very ambitious project to put together, because we couldn't go get artists one at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we couldn't go get artists all at once. We had to get artists one at a time. So we had to bring on Fabiana first, and get her to help us design the characters and design the world. And once we had that foundation, we were able to start to expand and go get other artists. But it took a lot of time to assemble the creative team, and then a lot of logistics to, you know, a lot of these artists are building off of what the other artist is doing. So there's a lot of baton passing going on here, and a lot of handing back and forth. I mean, also Fabiana is drawing portions of a world that is going to appear in issue two. And so there was a lot of it had to be communication and engagement between artists about how these things were going to work out. And that has been that way throughout the entire series. So it's been a very tricky series to assemble. It's only five issues, but there's a lot of moving parts for sure. And so, yeah, we were we were first starting to talk about this, you know, back in 2022, to put this all together.
I'm going to put this question out to you either, and just either one of you just jump in, like, who are also the other artists involved? And also, please, I think to also give out a shout out to the letter. I'm sorry, I didn't write.
Yeah, Alta. So the other artist involved, Tony Fajula, who's done some amazing work on Forgotten Blade, was a book he did out of TKO. Mm-hmm. Jorge Corona, everyone will know from Middle West. Mm-hmm. We Love You in the Dark. Is that the name of that? But so many Batgirls, just some great mm-hmm. stuff. And Jordi Belair colors Fabiana. Mm-hmm. Vincenzo Riccardi, such an amazing. They're all the artists. I can't say how amazing all these artists are. Vincenzo Riccardi has done Star Wars and a couple other interiors. I think people will actually most know him for his cover work. He has made such a name for himself with such dynamic covers. If you look him up, you'll go, oh, I've seen his covers on almost every, you know, so many series. Mm-hmm. But he's done some incredible interiors too. And so doing interiors. Dennis Menhir is this amazing visual artist who's just started to get into comics over the past couple of years. He did a Source Point book called Aetheris. It was just mm-hmm. this beautiful book, and it was like a standalone one shot. And mm-hmm. We saw it and said, you have to be part of Beyond Real. Liana Kangas.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Liana Kangas is doing a section for us at the in issue 5, which is stunning. And I mean, for those of you who don't know Liana Kangas, in addition to being an amazing cover artist, she has done so many books. God, Know Your Station, True Cult.
Yes.
She said Destroy. She's doing more right now. She's prolific. And then Luana Vecchio, who's done Bolero and Lovesick, is mm-hmm. also doing a portion for us. Yeah. And I will add to the colors for Jorge Corona is Matea Iacono, if I'm pronouncing his last name. I haven't gotten how to pronounce it. Matea Iacono, who's done some great stuff. So yeah, it's an incredible visual team. And they're all distinct. Everything mm-hmm. is such a unique, distinct style. You'll see one style and then another style is totally different. Another mm-hmm. style is totally different. Hassan Otsmane Elhow is lettering the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going up to him at Thought Bubble and he was like, I'm really slammed right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know I have a series that has 7 different artists on it. We'll need a letterer for every one letterer, but different styles across mm-hmm. every single section. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. So for those of you who don't know, Hassan is like one of the hardest working letterers in comics right now. He's one of the best and he just loves the challenge. And so, yeah, each style is different in the, each mm-hmm. lettering. The lettering is evolving with the artist style, but still creating unity across the book. It's amazing. We've got some great cover artists. My artist from Mindset, John Pearson, is doing the A series of covers, which is incredible. And Tim Daniel does all the design for the book and the logo and the trade dress, which is mm-hmm. which is awesome. It's just amazing to see so much creativity on the book and everybody kind of taking the idea of the artist's journey and running with it. So it's been really exciting to watch everyone bring their talents in different wonderful ways.
Fabiana, no, Zach, thank you very much. Fabiana, I'm going to ask you, how did, and Zach, please jump into it. How was the coordination in trying to do, you know, did you guys have like weekly emails, weekly Zoom meeting? Explain the process to us.
So communication was mainly via emails. Mm-hmm. And at one point we also started using Slack.
Mm.
But Vault really managed wonderfully every artist and like coordinated the entire project, which I think was a challenge because having so many different artists is not an easy task, especially with probably conflicting schedules and whatnot. I can tell you from an artist's point of view, as we usually are very self-critical, seeing the other artists doing such excellent job on the pages, I wanted to redraw everything at one point. Like every new page, I'm like, oh, I'm awful. I need to start again. I'm going to ask them to postpone the series for like 6 months because I want to draw the first issue like from the start. And this was periodical. Like with every new page that I saw on Slack, I was like, yep, no, I'm going to tell him. Let's start again.
I wouldn't have let you. I'm too happy with it. I wouldn't have let you do it. But Fabiana does bring up two more unsung heroes of the whole series, which are our editors at Vault.
Yes.
Adrian Wassel, who not only greenlit this crazy idea of doing a book where you don't have even one artist per issue, but everyone's just on board and supported the whole thing and helped us put the whole thing together. But Dershing Helmer is the managing editor at Vault Comics. I believe that Dershing came on just as we were starting. So Beyond Real perhaps was one of her first endeavors. And this is an editorial juggernaut to have to do all of this coordination. And she's worked so tirelessly to bring this all together. This would not have come together without Dershing. And so she has poured her heart into this book as well. And when everybody reads this and sees how amazing it is, know that Adrian and Dershing deserve a ton of credit for how amazing this book has come together.
Zach, this is an off the cuff question because I just realized I want to ask this question. Is, did you have certain artists work on certain either part, you know, the world or, you know, where Jules travels through? Like, did you have Fabian? Okay, Fabian, you're going to be like, this is the real world setting. Liana, you're going to do
something. Yeah, it was all, I mean, Fabiana has a lot of talents for sure. But the one thing that attracted me to bringing Fabiana in the first issue was I knew that she would bring this character. She would design this character, bring this character to life. This character would have such a strong voice and all those things that you fall in love with in that love scene. And throughout the whole first issue that characters were going to be so connected to June by the end of this first issue because of this. And the first issue is a very tumultuous personal story. And so, you know, that was very much the case. You get to issue two. Issue two is a world of structure where I mean, as a writer, talk about like looking out at a city where lines are, you know, crisscrossing every direction and you can see through buildings and you can see people and like, you know, you can see the life signatures of people and all this stuff. This is a completely different mandate. And so, Tony Fazzula, if anyone has seen his work in Forgotten Blade, goes, you cannot name many artists out there who can pull this off so brilliantly, and Tony was made for this issue, and so there were very much was that. I'm sure there are a couple other artists who could have pulled that off, but not many. The same with the third issue where nature is personified and comes to life, and we need someone to draw where basically every single line is alive. And there are plenty of artists that could do it, but Vincenzo Riccardi, man, does he just kill this issue. And so there very much was a I know the world and now let's go. And that took a long time to find artists that had such specific distinct talents and visions that could bring these things to life so effortlessly. So there was a lot of that.
I think the matching of the artist to the section of the story they're drawing is so seamless that it almost looks like as if you wrote the section for the artist, but I know you wrote the script first. So it's incredible to me. It's mind blowing.
Well, I was very, I put a lot of energy and thought into the artists that were going to come on board. And to me, the casting of the book in terms of which artists could do which sections was really important. You know, Liana Kangas does a section at the very end that Liana has such a distinct style. It's such this great mix of character and color and auteurism in terms of like an artist's voice. It's different than Fabiana's, and I'm sure they could have swapped. They could have swapped, but it works. They inhabit this type of nuanced style so perfectly. Yes. So there was a lot of strategic thought that went in, and I collaborated with Adrian and Dershing a lot in that, really tirelessly thinking about who we could bring on that could really shine so indicatively in each of these parts. And so that's our hope, is that people will read this and feel that seamlessness and feel like each artist is just like suddenly like they take the story and it's theirs. And you see June going through all these different permutations, you know, like jumping from style to style, but she's still June and this is still her journey. I don't know. There's, I know there have been some other books that have played around with these ideas, but I'm really excited about the way we've approached this series. And I'm really excited for readers to check it out, 'cause I think they're going to be really surprised and engaged by this direction of how we made this book.
Fabiana, do you want to add anything before I move on to the next question?
No, please go ahead.
Okay. So one of the things I noticed, the format of the book, because you have these single pages where it's like, okay, we see what's going on. And then there's times where it's like, it comes up with a 2-page spread. It's amazing. So either Fabiana or Zach, whoever, if you guys want to both answer, that's fine. But who came out with how the books were going to be formatted? Because I love it, because I'm reading and all of a sudden you see this incredible, you know, 2-page spread.
You do a lot of doubles, Fabiana. We did a lot of doubles in issue 1.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Was that me? Did I push that on you?
I think we had a conversation at first that we wanted to break the usual page layout. Yeah. Like the usual structure, because this is like to reflect that June's world is cracking and crumbling slowly. Yes. So I remember having a conversation about letting the negative space of the page, so what's outside of the panels, bleed through the panels themselves. And I also remember, Zach, you were so kind to just gather a bunch of references for me and put them on Dropbox. And I was taking a look at them and taking inspiration from it. I think most of the times, splash pages, I usually rely on the script writer to decide that, because I think it's in the scriptwriter, in the writer vision, there is a certain rhythm that I like to respect. So I try to be faithful to that. And if I see a different approach, then I will let them know. But I think for double spreads, it was mostly Zach. Yeah.
I have the pleasure of knowing that when the page turn happens, we want to come to the space of a double page spread.
Yes.
And we want to see June, you know, in the center of this, having a flashback of all the different moments of her life, and here's 15 different ideas for the shots she can see, but I don't have to figure out how that's all presented on the page. Yeah. I get to say to Fabiana, Fabiana, this double page spread is her experiencing a flashback of all these different moments of her life.
Yes.
Enjoy laying that out, Fabiana. And Fabiana has to figure out how to create you know, flow and musicality and mm-hmm. some sort of readability and then make it visually stunning, both as a double that works on its own accord, but then as to allow someone to read through all those different moments. So, but I think, you know, I come into an idea like that, giving that page as an example, knowing that I'm going to be malleable. I can change the dialogue accordingly. I can wait to see how it plays out. I can wait to see, I can use then once Fabiana has come up with that page, I can then work with Hassan to come up with lettering that will guide the eye around the page a bit more and build off of it rather than come in with a rigid idea myself. So, but we did a lot of double pages. I mean, there's a lot.
I think there's at least three, I think, in the first issue.
Is that it? We have the two
double spreads.
We have the two of just double spreads. Yes.
Yeah.
That might be true.
And a couple splash.
She's running through the city. That was another one where I'm like, she's running through the city and she's being chased by creatures and the other world is bleeding into this world. Yes. Mm-hmm. And here's 12 or 13 panels and you decide where they all go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the trick, and you know, Fabiana is such a great collaborator, is develop, and we zoomed in the beginning and kind of developed a rapport. And I think, you know, one of the things I try to do is create that sort of safe space where you say, look, I'm coming with ideas, you come in with ideas, mm-hmm. let's figure this out together, let's mm-hmm. talk about this. If I say something that you bump into, let's get into it. And I think if you can create that kind of that environment, then it isn't so much as I've tasked her with this as much as here's an idea and she can come back and say this double's not working and mm-hmm. this, you know, this and that, and you have that flexibility to find it together.
Yeah, and this goes both ways, because I remember that a double spread that you were mentioning, Jason, with the guys on the car. I do believe that at one point we realized I was leaving too little space for dialogues. Mm-hmm. And I think then, Zach, you worked around it.
I might have, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's possible. I moved the lines around, yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you very much. I'm slowly going to wrap things up. All right, Zach, now before I start moving on, start wrapping up with other questions, I just want to ask one last question regarding Beyond Real. Zach, I'm going to start off with you, and then Fabiana, please answer. You know, what was the most fun or exciting thing that you love working on this series?
You got it, Fabiana. You can go first.
I can go. I think I mentioned some. The character design was a pretty charming idea to me. Mm-hmm. Seeing those characters come to life through other artists.
Yes.
Getting to work on a sci-fi without needing to draw spaceships, especially coming from Firefly. One of the things that charmed me about Beyond Real was June and the description that Zach gave me of that character, because I feel like it's quite a cliche to have female lead protagonists. They're very they're figurines, and mm-hmm. most of the time they're thought as they are females first mm-hmm. and then they're this and that. But June is a human. It's not a female, it's a human. Mm-hmm. An artist and this and that, which I thought it was so inspiring and refreshing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think Fabiana said, but it's my favorite too, is seeing June go through all the different voices of the different artists to see. I mean, I can't wait for when the whole series is done, almost to put up I want to create like a single piece that shows a clip of June envisioned by each artist, and because it's the same character with all these different styles. And I think there's something so poetic and thematic about what we're trying to say with this book, which is right there, which is June is going through this experience where the world is telling her what path she should be on as an artist. But that's not how art is supposed to be, I don't think. I think that art is supposed to be a reflection of your voice. And everyone has a different voice, and every artist is going to create something differently. And that's the beauty of it. It works when you listen to yourself, and then you understand yourself and you can express yourself. And so seeing June go through all these different artists' voice tells that very story. And so I think that seeing the art, seeing Fabiana's amazing character design, explored by all these different artists is just so freaking cool. And yeah, for sure, that's been one of my favorite things.
Thank you very much. All right, let's start slowly wrapping things up. Bobby, I'm going to start off with you, then Zach. Do you have any store signing or convention appearance coming up in June or even in 2024?
You mean December?
Or December, or yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Sorry. It's still a little early in Hawaii.
Or are you having a beer?
Yeah. I love it.
I'll be doing
this. This is not really Diet Pepsi, you know?
I'll be doing store signings here in Los Angeles for Beyond Real. Right now I'm slated with Collector's Paradise. Might be adding a couple more. And then I'm doing, right before that, I'm doing Los Angeles Comic Con. That's it. December 1st through 3rd.
Okay.
I think that'll be it for me for the year, but I'm hoping to do more next year. I'm hoping to do WonderCon and Emerald City and C2E2 perhaps, but that's all coordinating out. So we'll see.
Yeah, I have nothing planned really, and I've never been to a Comic Con in the States, so that's something that it's still on my bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one would you come to?
Yeah.
San Diego, maybe. Yeah.
That's the crazy one. You're going to dive into the deep end right away.
Yep. New York, I heard, is also pretty cool.
New York is good too. Yeah.
All right. Zach, I'm going to start off. Actually, Fabi, I'm going to ask you this question, and then Zach, you can answer. Have you and your family been to Hawaii?
No, neither myself nor my family, but I would love to.
Okay.
I have been many times, and yes, I've been with my family. I love Hawaii. So yes, I'm excited to go back.
That is nice. All right, so Zach and Fabiana, let me make this clear. We do have Comic Cons here. I do not know any of the organizers, but I mean, I'm thinking it would be great for Fabiana. Her first convention would be in Hawaii.
It doesn't sound that bad.
I would love that. Yeah.
All right, Zach and then Fabiana, any closing words to our listeners?
Beyond Real comes out December 13th, and it's a real love letter to anyone that has any creativity, we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, let us know if you like it. I love hearing from readers, their opinions. It's always very inspiring, very fueling, especially being like comic artist is a lonely job, so hearing from people is refreshing.
Zach, Fabiana, mahalo. Thank you in Hawaii. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for your time today. And Zach, thank you for the advanced reading copies. Thank you very much thank you. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to interview the both of you. I wish you all the success with Beyond Real. Now, if you are a new comic book fan or a lifelong comic book fan, please check out Beyond Real. As Zach said, this is a science fiction adventure story. It has many layers. To me, it's about finding one's self. And it's a love story. To me, it's also a very good love story. And Fabiana, you pointed out something that I love about these two characters, June and Eli. They're people. It's not like, oh, it's, yes, we have the female heroine. Oh, yes, we have the poor person that, you know, they got to save. No, first and foremost, they're people and they're relatable too. That was the thing I loved about the first issue. And I couldn't put my finger on until Fabiana said, you know, these are human beings. And that is the hook to me in this story, in issue one.
Thank you.
Also too, the art and the page layouts are amazing. I love, you know, listeners, you've heard me basically almost talk about literally just the first couple pages of issue one, but I love issue two. Issue two goes, to me, it feels like that's the real science fiction part of the story. I really love that. Sure. And then I love issue three, where you're in this fantasy world. Yeah. You know, I love it. It's great. And this is where June is, to me, that's where it clicks with, well, the stronger vibe of June really trying to find herself. And I love that. It's amazing. So listeners, again, issue one comes out on December 13th. I'm just going to say, just put this on your pull list, you know, and then, you know, this is a very good story. I want to thank Drew, the host of Comics for Fun and Profit, for putting this episode together. Drew, thank you very much for all your hard work behind the scenes. And if you are a new listener, please check out new episodes of Comics for Fun and Profit that comes out every Saturday. And I want to thank you, the listeners. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for listening to this episode. Until next time, guys. Aloha.
As you know, our LCS is Cowabunga Comics, Lake Country, Wisconsin's best pop culture destination for new comics, back issues, gaming, retro video games, vinyl, and figures. Give them a call, 262-569-9999. Check them out online at cowabungacomics.com or follow them on Twitter at Incredicow. They are our LCS, and we utilize their deep discount mail order service to bring Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, closer to us. They'll take care of you. Tell them Drew and Kyle sent you. Say hi to Eric and James from us. If you need an LCS, you can't go wrong with Cowabunga Comics.